Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to Thoughtscape, Exploring the Mind. I am your host Tisha and I am glad to have you today with me. We are back with the second part of Things You Can Control in Life. If you have listened to the previous episode, you must be aware of the things that you need to control in life, and in this episode, I will be talking about more things which are important for all of us to control in life, so we can get ahead with happiness and peace. As I told you, these 10 things will be the ultimate wake-up call for all of us. You just need to give your chime in and get comfortable, because these tips and tricks are going to change the world for you. These delusions about life are the barriers in your success. You need to jump up from all these barriers so you can move ahead. Life is filled with myriad of experiences, challenges, and opportunities. While we may not have the control over everything that happens to us, there are certain aspects within our grasp that we can proactively manage to foster personal growth, happiness, and fulfillment. These things might require your attention and conscious control. Once you are recognizing and take charge of those things, you can easily navigate your journey within greater intention and create a more fulfilling life. You know, before you try to do something for someone else, you need to do things for yourself. You need to focus on things that will change you. You need to see certain things that will alter your life. For this, the first thing for this episode is who you are as a human being. You know, what are you standing for? What are your beliefs? What are your values? These are under your control. The way you behave in front of others define the qualities that you learn. It's about how you have brought up by your parents. If you are seeing people with good qualities or bad qualities, it would reflect you. You know, when you were a kid and we learned all these things from our parents taught us. But as soon as we grow up, our parents don't tell us about everything. We learned few things from our friends or teachers or maybe someone else. But it's all about how we are dealing with it. How we do it eventually. It's very easy to go on the wrong path and learn negative things up, but learning and developing positive things take a lot of time. In fact, it is the hardest thing to go out and actually learn good values and then apply it on our lives. We see so many people complain about how the society is screwed up, but they forget that they themselves make up the society. The same way that you are not stuck in the traffic, you are the traffic. If you don't like the way people are acting, you need to fix yourself up and then help fix two or three people around you. That's the only way to properly do it. Who you are as a human being is on your decisions and actions. So don't act like you don't know how you got up just the way you are. The good news is, you can change for the better if you take on this change seriously. If you are able to stand for something till the end of your life, you would be proud of who you are throughout the process. The second thing is, how kind you are toward others. We are blessed with this incredible power that most people neglect. We can make others miserable, we can ignore them, or we can make their lives better. Your relationship with other people is something you are in direct control of. You have the power to directly impact how other people experience their lives, even if it is just for a moment. You don't even realize that your kindness can have a really big impact on someone else's life. How amazing it is to know that. The most fascinating thing is that there are These loopholes where sometimes small actions on your behalf can have a really big result on someone else. You know, sometimes you might do something for someone which won't even cost you much, but the result on them is way more important than the cost. You don't even know how much your kindness means. Being kind to others gives them the hope that they are not alone in this world. You don't have to be rude to someone who is below you. Your kindness towards them would define you as a person. You make the person believe in themselves and then sees the best in them when they cannot see it in themselves. How kind you are towards other people and the impact on their lives is something you can easily improve on. You will see how things start working out in your favor in the long run. The third thing is who your friends are. You might meet people based on the circumstances, but never forget what you are free to choose your own friends. It's better to have no friends than to be surrounded by people who only want to bring you down. Instead, you have to be selective. You don't need to have hundreds of fake friends. You just need two or three people who you can rely on when you need them at your worst, is what is important. Having two, three loyal friends are just more than enough. We have said this before, but you are the average of five people you spend the most time with. If you hang around five losers, then guess who is the sixth? So I think it's time for you to reconsider who you make friends with. Your circle should decrease in size but increase in qualities and values. You know, no one is going to teach you certain things in life, and choosing friends is one of them. I think as much important it is to make good friends, it is that much hard to choose them. In life, you will go through points where you just need your friends. As you grow up, and especially in your teenage, you are more close to your friends than anyone else. And at that point of time, it's very important to choose the right people. And it is, you know, very easy, and you might even enjoy the wrong company, or it might even excite you when they do certain things. But rather than pretending cool to the rest of the world, be with someone who can be with you at your lowest point. You need someone who will take your stand, who might scold you when you are wrong, and even teach you along the journey, and that's what friendship is. You know, you don't get jealous of your friends. You get happy in their success, and trust me, if there is any sort of competition in your friendship, then you are not friends. Friendship will take you ahead in life. Always choose the right person. The fourth is your health. With the exception of certain specific case diseases, most people struggle with their health due to lack of attention. To put it in the most simplest terms possible, there are two aspects of health. The first is the fuel you put in your body, and the second is how strong is your body. If you figure out these two things and act accordingly, you are going to be in a great shape and stand a much better chance to live up a happy and prosperous life. Fortunately for you, both are under your control. It's not like someone else is going to make your body strong or be responsible for the food you eat. You know, I know it happens sometimes, like when we go out with friends, our friends might force you to eat something because you are out with them. But you don't have to eat because you are gym and you have to say no. You just need to say no for all the time someone else is forcing you. You don't have to eat these things out of pressure. You have to stop putting that junk in your body. You are not a kid anymore. You don't have to eat something out for pleasure. Instead, eat for your health. The only other thing you need to do is not sit around doing nothing at all. You don't have to become a gym freak to be healthy. All you need to do is to make sure that your muscles are doing and what they are created to do, and your vitals are in a good shape. You need to make sure that your body is healthy to function properly. Make sure that you don't poison your organs by eating junk all day. Even if you eat something, sometimes you have to make sure that you burn out all those calories. You need to make sure that you do exercise and go out for a walk or a run after eating all the junk. The last thing is how you present yourself to the world. The world judges the book by the cover. You do it, we all do it, and that's just the part of how society works. And to be honest, it's not the world's duty to get to know you on a deeper level of acceptance. Wake up, honey, nobody cares. We all have things to do, but the way you present yourself is completely under your control. If you present yourself as an overweight, ungroomed, sensible individual, the world would treat you accordingly. People treat you the way you treat yourself. You don't have to take yourself seriously, then nobody else would take you seriously. Here we come to an end for this episode. Make sure you listen to both the episodes and learn from it. And if you haven't followed me yet, make sure to hit the follow button. Remember that these 10 things could be the ultimate game changer for you. Thanks for tuning in today. Take care. Bye-bye.